What is the Clean Air Works program?
The Clean Air Works program, Simone, is a program that looks to help reduce or experiment with reductions in the ground-level ozone issues that we have here in Charlotte this summer. And it's sort of our first step to try to handle this in a more aggressive way than we have in the past.
How does it work exactly? I know that companies are involved in this. It's not the general public.
What the program is, it is an effort in collaboration between business and the government, where the government has retained a consulting firm called DRS to work with companies that the business community recruits to work with companies and their employees to help the employees try to get to work some other way than getting in the car and driving to work by themselves in the morning. Because that's at the root of our ozone problem here in Charlotte, is folks driving to work by themselves every day. Here in Mecklenburg County, about two-thirds of the ozone problem starts with cars and trucks. This is very different than most environmental problems we've had in our past, where you could point to, you know, one smokestack as being the source of an issue. Here, the problem is all of us, and it requires an all-of-us solution, and business and government have teamed up together to try to find that solution.
Now, what's at stake here? Is there also the component of federal funding for highway projects in danger of being cut because Charlotte-Mecklenburg is not lowering its level of pollution contribution?
There's a lot at stake, Simone. The first, as you point out, is about $6 billion in transportation funding. And that's not just highways, but it's also mass transit. It's a very strong hammer that's put into the Clean Air Act to make sure that areas come into compliance with the standard. And it's an area-wide issue. It's not just Charlotte-Mecklenburg, but this relates to every county that Charlotte touches. In addition, factories, manufacturers will be subject to much more stringent air permitting requirements. And from a sort of a general business community standpoint, having bad air quality makes it hard to retain and attract the type of businesses we'd like to have here in Charlotte.
Getting back to the Clean Air Works program, how did companies sign on to this program? Was there a call for volunteers?
Basically, it was a call for volunteers. The government and business leaders that are part of the regional air quality board that sort of kicked this program off have been spreading out through the communities and seeking to recruit business leaders from across the community of, you know, varying business sizes to participate in the program.
What are the incentives of being part of this program?
The way the program is going to work is that once the consulting firm, URS, establishes contact with a business, they will work with the business to establish goals for air pollution reduction. And then at that point, they come up with various approaches to help encourage personnel at that company to, you know, try to get to work some other way. And that might be working with the employer to develop teleworking procedures, or it could be establishing a raffle that employees that carpool to work might be eligible for a gas car or something like that. Anything to encourage people to look at commuting to work differently. That's one of the most personal things we do every day, just sort of how we get back and forth to work and how long it takes. We all sort of lie about it a little bit. But it is so intensely personal, and what this looks to do is to try to cause people to think a little bit differently about it and see if there's not some way they could get to work differently. And it's making that individual decision over and over again that'll help turn our clean air situation around.
It is a voluntary program, so how do you make sure that it is being done?
At the Mecklenburg County level, Mecklenburg County is overseeing the program to make sure it's being implemented the way it's promised to be implemented. And in addition, one thing this program has that other similar programs don't really have is it has a very strong quantification and reporting mechanism inside of it. And so one of the most important things this program is going to do is to see what people are doing today, sort of try to figure out what they're doing after sort of the reaching out from the consulting firm, whether they've changed their commuting habits, and then we're going to measure that to see whether it's taken place. So there are very detailed requirements in the program to make sure that we're measuring actual changes in individual behavior.